With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The first presidential debate of this election cycle will be held in Georgia this Thursday night. Correspondent Laura Winters reports.
The debate will be held here in Atlanta at CNN Studios downtown. Donald Trump predicting Joe Biden will be on something.
I say he'll come out all jacked up, right? All jacked up.
And President Biden, during a sit-down interview with ABC in Normandy, France, saying this about his upcoming debate performance.
All I have to do is hear what he says, remind people what he says and what I believe and what he believes. He's about him. I'm about the country.
Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says parts of the Midwest have been dealing with flooding, and they're not out of the woods yet.
There is potential for additional heavy rainfall to develop later Monday, continuing into Tuesday and early Wednesday. So there may be some flash flooding across the same areas that did receive very heavy rainfall recently.
Meanwhile, a huge train bridge has collapsed in the Sioux City, Iowa area during flooding in the Midwest that has led to evacuations and killed at least one person. Images from local media show a large span of the steel bridge partially underwater as floodwaters from the Big Sioux River rush over it. Heavy rain has caused flooding in South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota. Entire neighborhoods in at least one whole town in Iowa have been evacuated. The European Union has slapped new sanctions on Russia over its war in Ukraine. It's targeting Moscow's shadow of tankers, moving liquefied natural gas through Europe and several companies. The bloc is also concerned about hybrid attacks in Europe by Russia. Russia is suspected of running a ghost fleet to evade sanctions. The Dow had 337 points, the NASDAQ 51 points in the red. This is SRN News. The governor of Arizona vetoes a detransition bill.
The measure would have required insurance companies that pay for sex change operations to also foot the bill if the patient later decides he or she does not want to live as the opposite sex and needs the surgery reversed. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs rejected the legislation, saying it is, quote, unnecessary. This despite the fact that the ranks of detransitioners is growing both in the U.S. and in Europe as people grow out of gender dysphoria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 70% of people who identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their lives, followed by the church. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is announcing new steps to increase access to affordable housing.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen travels to Minneapolis to promote new investments meant to expand access to affordable housing, including providing $100 million through a new fund over the next 3 years to support affordable housing financing, boosting the federal financing bank's financing of affordable housing, and other measures. The Biden administration's new federal initiatives come as still high prices on groceries and other necessities and high interest rates have dramatically pushed up the cost of living in the post-pandemic years. I'm Julie Walker.
Car dealerships across North America continue to wrestle with disruptions that started last week. CDK Global, a company that provides software for thousands of auto dealers in the U.S. and Canada, was hit by back-to-back cyber attacks on Wednesday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.